tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the program and series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Inshallah, today we have our honorable guest, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. And I believe that you missed his appearance on the screens of Madani channel, mashallah. And now he's blessed us today. And our today's topic is with regards to celebrating and commemorating of that noble personality in Islam, who we regard as the distinguishing factor between truth and falsehood. Subhanallah. And therefore, he was given the title by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the one who distinguishes between truth and falsehood. And we lovingly call him Faruq-i-Azam.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala. This title was given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, that Sahabi Rasul, the second Khalifa of Islam, the one when he accepted Islam and he embraced Islam, Islam got strength such that up until then, Islam was practiced, the salah and so on. The Islamic practices, they were followed secretly.
Right.
But when he brought Islam, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, are we not on truth? Then why are we hiding and praying? Let's go openly, subhanallah. Allah. And there were two rows. In one row was the Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second row was Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah.
And his stance on truth was such that it was known, he was known for making justice on the basis of truth. And he was so steadfast that even shaitan used to run away from him.
Allah, Allah.
That is Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully said, Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My sahaba are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you'll be guided. You don't have to follow all the sahaba, meaning
yes.
It will be very difficult. But if you can, then follow just one sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because every sahabi is jannati.
Subhanallah.
And they can take you to Jannah. Subhanallah. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. That is guaranteed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What if we follow Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? And therefore today's topic is the guidance of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And before we dive deep into today's topic and episode, let's inshallah azza wa jal first recite salat upon the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that too is by the guidance of Sayyidina Amir Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that, Inna du'a mawqufun bayna as-samai wal-ard la yas'adu minhu shay'un hatta tusalli ala nabiyyika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, verily, dua remains suspended between the earth and the sky, and nothing of it goes upwards, meaning supplication is not acknowledged until you recite salat upon your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And that is the guidance of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who has taught the Muslim Ummah many great lessons. And it was during his caliphate that Islam reached far corners of the world, in Europe, all the way to Spain, in the Middle East and in Asia, subhanallah, all the way to Iraq and Persia. And mashallah, these kingdoms Islam has reached. And mashallah, Islam had reached, by that time Islam had reached Egypt as well.
Subhanallah.
And look at the message of Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He encourages us to follow the tradition and the customs of Islam. Mm. When Islam had spread all the way to Egypt, and there was a custom, an evil custom that was followed, and a girl would be sacrificed for the River Nile to flow. And it so happened that one year, River Nile started to dry up, and a letter was written to Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the River Nile has stopped flowing. And now, what do we do? Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala writes the letter, and he addresses this River Nile. River Nile is the lifeline of many countries. It is one of the longest rivers of the world. He wrote the letter to River Nile, that if you flow on your own accord, then fine, don't flow. But if you flow on the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, then I ask Allah Azza wa Jal you to flow.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And it began to flow. And this evil custom of sacrificing human life for the river to flow, it was stopped by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at his faith in the power, in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he then invites us to think intellectually. He stimulates our intellect.
Yes.
And he commands us in this manner to think that if we have been following any custom that opposes Islam, Islamic values, then that custom must be abandoned. Subhanallah. If you have in your area certain customs where you know it is against the principles of Islam, against the Islamic values, then yes, you need to make sure that that particular custom is not practiced and abolished.
Subhanallah. And Munasab, you know, Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he teaches us that one should, you know, leave out, you know, all sorts of baseless customs or rituals or traditions that which, you know, does not have any base in Islam. And by this narration, he's actually teaching us that one should strictly follow the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in one narration, you know, when it comes to following the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we have to look, you know, in today's time, and this is, you know, one of the many aspects that we can derive from the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he guides us in so many aspects of life. And this is one of those many aspects. Like in today's time that we are living in, there is so much of fitna around, there is so much of you know, corruption around. And there is not everyone that, you know, wholeheartedly would wants to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because some feel shy, some feel shy to wear a turban, some feel shy to keep a beard, some wear shy to wear attire according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are, you know, the things that we can do in today's time to try at least one sunnah to revive them.
Yes.
Because the reward for that is so great that it is mentioned in the narration that that person who revives one sunnah, he will get the reward of 100 martyrs.
Subhanallah.
When a martyr, when he dies, then usually he is struck with one or two blows of the sword. But the person who is reviving a single sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is continuously getting hit by the tongues of people throughout his life.
Allah.
That is why, you know, his reward is so great that is equivalent to 100 shuhada, 100 martyrs. So that, you know, what we can do in today's time that we are living in is to try and revive at least one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. Yes. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, being the one who followed every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not just that, his son Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he would instruct him to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, like father, like son.
Subhanallah.
The son became that personality who would emulate and follow every sunnah of Rasulullah. So look at the passion, subhanallah, of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their enthusiasm to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See the... In this regard, there is a beautiful hadith when it comes to the Allah-given abilities of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he would use his saintly station. It is mentioned that there was a war in Nahawand,
right,
and Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent as a commander of chief to this war. And then Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is on his minbar. And as we know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Bukhari, that hadith al-Qudsi actually, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that I become his vision with which he sees. And look at the vision of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is seeing Sayyidina Sariya, where he is sitting in Medina Munawwara, from where he's seeing all the way to Nahawand. And he knows that the enemies, they were hiding behind the mountain. So he's trying to warn Sayyidina Sariya all the way from a different land altogether. Ya Sariya al-Jabal. Ya Sariya al-Jabal, the mountain. Allahu Akbar. In this way, Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard the voice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, now look at his hearing also at the same time.
Allah.
These were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were the greatest, on the greatest station of wilaya. Subhanallah. Such that no wali can come to the station of a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were the Sahaba of Rasulullah, the greatest people to ever live after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the other Anbiya ikram. So now, in this, we also learn a lesson about the greatness of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And being a Khalifa Sayyidi, the quality of leadership.
Right.
You know, people nowadays, when they become leaders, becoming a leader is synonymous to having power, to do as you please. This is what it has come down to.
Right.
It wasn't supposed to be like that, but this is what it has come down to, realistically speaking. Anybody who has power and authority, they want to show, they flex their muscles, show their might.
Yes.
And they want to know who's, they want to show who's the boss.
That ego comes in.
Yes.
Right.
But look at the leadership of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There is an incident where there was a person who came to the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was the time of night.
Right.
And his wife was pregnant. And Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala was that leader who used to march on the streets as to who needs anything, who needs any help, subhanAllah, so he could go and help them. So Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala is going patrolling through the streets. And there comes, he sees this person. He says, what's wrong? What do you need? He says, no, I came here to meet with the Khalifa of Islam, not realizing he's speaking to the Khalifa.
Allah, Allah.
Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, so he can listen to my problems. I'm in a difficulty. My wife is pregnant. Sayyidina Umar, and I'm hungry. We haven't eaten. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala tells him to wait. Then he goes to his wife and he says to her, tonight, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful opportunity to do good. Would you want to join me on this?
Allah.
She said, labbaik, subhanallah. She came along and he told her to go inside the tent where the female was in labor and to help her out. And outside, he burnt the fire with his own hand. And he cooked the meat and everything, the meal, the full meal he's cooking on his own with this person. And now the baby is delivered, mashallah. It was a baby boy.
Subhanallah.
And the food is cooked, mashallah. And as the food is cooking from inside, the wife of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, she calls that Amirul Mu'mineen, Give your friend the glad tiding that it is a baby boy, subhanAllah.
Allah, Allah.
When he hears Amirul Mu'mineen, he starts to fear. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala gives him the glad tiding, and then he says, you don't need to fear. Come, sit with me and eat, subhanAllah. And he sent some food inside for the mother and his wife to eat, and then he gave him to eat. Alhamdulillah, after they were satiated, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala told him, you don't need to fight for me. I'm here at your service.
Allah.
And come to me tomorrow, inshallah. I will give you some more assistance, inshallah. So we get financial assistance. And then he came and the next day and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is how this whole thing transpired. Look at the leadership
Allah,
quality.
Allah, Allah. It is so
being
important.
A leader means to serve those who are under you.
100%. And you know, Munasab, these are, you know, so beautiful qualities of a leader that Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has shown us how to be a leader. Because as you were saying earlier on, how a leader is nowadays, where they're all about power and ego and I am here and you are there, you must stay there, you know, and I'm here to boss you, etc., etc. These qualities, you know, they don't define a leader. They do not make a leader. A leader, actually, first of all, a leader is humble. He sees to his subordinates, to those who are below him, sees to their needs. And to see to the needs of those below you, a leader has to have the qualities of sympathy and empathy as well. Because without these qualities, how can a person who is in the position of leadership feel the pain of those below him? How would he be able to help? And subhanAllah, we see from this narration that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had this quality of sympathy and empathy in him, that he himself made the fire, cooked the food, and gave it to the family to eat. I mean, where do we find these qualities nowadays of leadership? It's not all about power. Sometimes, you know, leadership, it is, the essence of it is about being humble and humility.
SubhanAllah, having the concern, feeling the pain of others.
Yeah.
A leader in the nation is like the father figure.
Yes.
You have subjects under you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. That all of you are the shepherds, meaning leaders, guardians, and you will be questioned about those who are under your care.
Yes.
And under our care, our children, and maybe some family members who are maybe perhaps given in under our care, we have taken their custody, so on and so forth. So for us, that is applicable to us.
Yeah.
For a leader who's the leader of the community, let's say, for example, a counselor or a mayor, they are responsible for the well-being of the people who are residing in the area.
100%.
Because they have been elected and there's certain hopes people have pinned on them that we have elected you so you can come and alleviate our difficulties, you know, make a better systems. That maybe water crisis, electricity crisis, and so on and so forth. These corporation utilities, etc., are taken care of.
Yeah.
So these are service based leadership, and if people don't receive the service in return, then that means that the leader is not doing the standard work that he's supposed to do. Similarly, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had this concern about his people. He was the father figure to his nation, subhanAllah. He was made the Khalifa of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he knew that. And he used to say that even if a goat maybe dies at the bank of Furat, you know, because of the thirst, then he was afraid that he might be questioned
about it.
Allahu Akbar. So yes, these are the Allah-fearing men who laid the foundation for us to follow into their footsteps.
And together with that, Muhasab, you know, one has to also be educated in terms of you know, mainly being educated, you know, in Islamic knowledge, being educated of the laws of Sharia, because Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he was well educated, right? And also it is mentioned in his seerah that he would actually wake up his family members for Salatul Tahajjud. I mean, imagine what position he was in. He looked after his family. He looked after the people. He looked after the community at large. And this is what made him such a great leader. I mean, it's unwavering of what a leader he was.
SubhanAllah. And speaking of the leadership qualities and the guidance of this great leader of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we see that his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned, the narration where Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that dua is suspended between the earth and the heaven until we recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite once. Salu al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's teaching us, this is being a leader, teaching us the value and the virtues of reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at his love for Rasulullah. He loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than his own life, because he never used to lie. It wasn't like insincere comment, like how people comment nowadays on Facebook.
Yes.
It was a genuine expression of love. Says, Ya Rasulullah, you are even more beloved to me than my own
life.
SubhanAllah. So if we want to love Rasulullah, love the way Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala loved him.
He taught us, you know, how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to follow in the beautiful footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And now, alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, we have a beautiful kalam karde by our brother Ghulam Mustafa Attari, Salamahul Bari. Let's, inshallah, azza wa jal, out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll listen to this kalam, inshallah, and we'll be back after the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mola kar de karam mola kar de karam mola mola kar de karam mola kar de karam mola mola subhanallah 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 Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Tu Rab hai mera, main banda tera. Subhanallah, 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 محتاج تیرا ہر شاہ و گدا محتاج تیرا ہر شاہ و گدا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
کہر کرے تو مگر کرے اللہ 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 اللہ
مولا
ہم جرم کرے تو عفو کرے ہم کہر خیر کرے تو میں خیر کرے گھیرے ہے جہاں کو فضل تیرا گھیرے ہے جہاں کو فضل تیرا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
ہم عیبی ہے ستار ہے تو ہم مجرم ہے غفار ہے تو ہم عیبی ہے ستار ہے تو ہم مجرم ہے غفار ہے تو بدکاروں پر بھی ایسی عطا بدکاروں پر بھی ایسی عطا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان
حامی ہے گھر بے بس کا تو والی ہے گھر بے کس کا تو حامی ہے گھر بے بس کا ہر ایک کے لیے در تیرا کھلا ہر ایک کے لیے در تیرا کھلا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
تیرے عشق میں روئے مرغ سحر تیرا نام ہے مرہم زخم جگر نام ہے مرہم زخم جگر تیرے نام پہ میری جان فدا تیرے نام پہ میری جان فدا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان
صدقہ رحمت عالم کا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Yes, we have been listening to this beautiful kalam, Kardai Karam Mawla, by our brother Ghulam Mustafa Attari Hafizahullah. And now reverting back to our topic of discussion, and that is the guidance of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Which Sayyidina Umar, you might ask? The same Sayyidina Umar about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ما طلعت الشمس على رجل خير من عمر. The sun did not rise on anyone better than Sayyidina Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه.
سبحان الله.
And Sayyidi Alaza says, ترجمان نبی ہم زبان نبی جان شان عدالت پہ لاکھوں سلام. In the next hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that all the angels of sky respect Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and every Satan on the earth trembles with fear.
Subhanallah.
Speaking of shayateen trembling with fear of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, his piety must be on another level, subhanallah.
Allah.
We are the ones, we are troubled by shaitan. And shaitan are the one Allah that fear Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Look at how even his name is effective.
Allah.
To chase away the shaitan.
Even with the, together with the Muhasab, you know, shaitan would change his path if he sees Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu walking on that same path.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So yes, if we follow the guidance of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, look at how much trouble we're going to make for shaitan. How we're going to defeat him in his own game. Because we follow the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A true believer has devotion towards Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And a hypocrite bears malice towards them.
Allah,
subhanallah. So you know which side of the fence you are standing. If you have devotion in your heart for these two great sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to him, you are a true believer. Subhanallah. And as we know, and we believe that every sahabi is jannati. Har sahabi ye nabi, jannati, jannati. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the lamp of the dwellers of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
In another hadith, he says, Hada rajulun la yuhibbul batil. He, meaning Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the person who never likes falsehood. We want to be on the truth, then you must know how to stand for haqq. And yes, that was the quality of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is the person who never likes falsehood. A heavenly person will come to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived.
Allah.
He was that sahabi Rasul, one of the Ashra Mubashara as well, that was given the glad tidings of paradise in his own lifetime.
Subhanallah.
In another beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ridha Allahi, Ridha Umar. Wa Ridha Umar, Ridha Allah. Meaning the pleasure of Allah is the pleasure of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the pleasure of Sayyidina Umar is the pleasure of Allah.
Subhanallah.
In the next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna Allah ja'ala al-haq ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal placed the truth upon the tongue and heart of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. These are the great virtues of this Sahabi Rasul radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said all of these beautiful words in the praise of Sayyidina Umar Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidi, there is a beautiful saying of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu about concealing the faults of Muslims. Yes. I mean, this is something Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And he has given the glad tiding to the person who conceals the faults of a Muslim. He says, conceal the faults and attain paradise.
Subhanallah.
But on the other hand, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say that, I like the person when somebody tells me my faults. This is with an understanding, of course.
Right.
Because you have no evil intention,
yes,
of telling him about his faults. But he, being a leader, is telling you that if you see a fault in me, correct me. And he loves that, subhanallah. So, in this way, how careful he must be about the faults of others.
You know, this is, you know, this quality is actually so profound that, you know, if you put it in today's time, right? And if we think, if someone thinks that, you know, we are all perfect, we have no flaws, we make no errors, we make no mistakes, etc., then that such a person is actually going down and down and down. He would not progress much. Why? Because the beauty part of it is that when a person is told about his faults, of course, in a good way, in a respect, in a respectful way, in a way that does not embarrass him. If a person is told about his faults, that will grant him and give him the ability to look within himself, to rectify that, and to do better. With this, he will start progressing in life. Such a person will progress in life. But today what we see is, you know, as you've mentioned the hadith that conceal faults and attain paradise. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the summary of which is that the person who conceals the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. Now if we look at today's time, how there are so many out there who go about saying that, oh no, this brother is like that, and this brother is like this, this person does this, and this person does that. There is so much going on that one forgets about their own self. You know, one forgets about the mistakes he has. One forgets about the faults that he has within him. Now, if this person goes around saying, look at that person, he did like this, or he did like that, how will this person ever better his conduct? How will, you know, he ever better in his life if he goes around telling everyone that so-and-so is like this, so-and-so is like that? So this is, you know, such a bad and evil quality that a Muslim, a believer, should not possess. That's one aspect. On the other hand, when someone is being rectified, when someone is being told about their faults, then in this case, the person should not be angry. The person should not be upset, because had that brother or had that person not thought of your well-being, then he would not have told you about your faults. He actually wants you to be better, do better. He doesn't want you to see you go down in life. He wants to see you come up in life. That is why he is telling you, you know what, brother, you are doing this, it's wrong, do it this way. I'm only rectifying you for your own betterment. So if someone approaches us in this way, we should not take it into a negative mindset.
Yes.
Because it is something positive, and it is for our own well-being.
Subhanallah. You know, Sayyidi, it reminds me of my student days. And when we used to have this hafla weekly, you know, ijtima,
right.
Subhanallah, on Thursday nights, our own ijtima, where we would go and take turns. Everyone would be given, designated a task.
Mm-hmm.
That today you should read this kalam, or maybe your turn is to deliver a bayan. And there would be a mufattish who would sit there and rectify us. Mm-hmm. And every time at the end of our gathering, after the gathering is over, then the mufattish would stand up and he will tell each one where we went wrong,
right,
and where we could do better. And before he could start telling everyone, you know, okay, where you went wrong, what you did wrong, you could have done it better, he would start with the share. Maqsood hai is basm se islahe mafasid. Nashtar jo lagata hai wo qatil nahi hota.
Subhanallah.
Meaning the sole aim of this gathering is to rectify our faults. And a doctor who patches your wounds is not your enemy.
Right.
Yes, he's poking with a needle and everything, or curating your wound.
Yes.
It pains.
What a beautiful example.
Excruciating pain. You experience through all of that procedure. But that doctor is not your enemy. He is not your murderer. Mm. But he's trying to help you, though it's painful.
Yes.
So alhamdulillah, with this in mind, there was somebody in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala wearing a long kurta.
Right.
And that person stopped Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he asked him, in the middle of a gathering, that how come your kurta is long? When the spoils of war was distributed and this same fabric was distributed, we all couldn't make a long kurta with it because it was too short. The fabric that came in our shea, it was short.
Right.
So how come you got the long one? And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he didn't get upset that, you know, how can you question me? I'm the leader, I'm the khalifa and so on. No, he was very humble, alhamdulillah. Actually, I got my shea and my son, Abdullah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, he got his shea and he gave his shea to me. I joined the two together and we came up with a long kurta, alhamdulillah. Look at subhanallah, the wisdom.
Yeah.
He didn't get mad at the person who asked the question, who raised the objection. Upset. Yes. Because he felt that is their right to know that how come there's no favoritism, you know, just to maintain that.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So he was that noble Khalifa of Islam.
Subhanallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us on the path and the guidance of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and the rest of the Sahaba ikram. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Until next time, Jazakullah Sayyidi.
Ameen.
Let's keep reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with that, we conclude our today's episode and program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.